Okay, here we are, and Friday night, end of another week of madness. It's getting worse. The headlines speak for themselves. They're all there. We just loaded up well over 100 stories I've been working on for hours. I'll just read a few headlines. There were at least 17,000 non-virus-related lockdown deaths in just 5 U.S. states alone. It's been very hard on people to be locked down, many of them. South Dakota Governor Noem leads the nation, says the story, in handling coronavirus. She trusted her citizens. She said so. She didn't lay down mandates. She let businesses stay open and people continue working. She told everyone to be smart and act personally responsible. And apparently in South Dakota, that's worked out pretty well for them, which is nice to see. Anthony Fauci wants the government to force nationwide face mask use. It's mask wars, as I think most of you understand. This is a big, big deal. There are a lot of stories about it, both sides of the fence. Here's one that is mask wearers are collaborators who could destroy us all. There's a kind of a lot. I give you a lot of different flavors and seasoning here. The mask as a symbol of subjugation. Let's see. Democrat governor of Michigan uses emergency alert system to dictate mask wearing for public safety. It's too late for masks alone to turn the tide on coronavirus. Why the U.S. needs to lock down hotspots right away. Why Sweden succeeded in flattening the curve and New York failed, that's open to debate. The media's jihad against Sweden's no-lockdown policy ignores key facts. It just goes on and on. I'm just trying to paint a picture of what's on both sides of the tracks. And there's a lot of very emotional and intense argumenting going on. I guess you could call it argumentation. It's part and parcel. It's going to be with us. It's not going to go away. So, Henry, welcome back. It looks like we have a lot of cases. 77,200 new cases
more dead
today.
Bodies, all-time
one
high,
day, Reverend,
going
yeah.
up. And your intro yeah. pretty much wraps it up. You know, you got the science side that says you got to fight the virus, and you got the nonsense side that says, y'all don't wear a mask. And
right. That
is why this is going to be a total disaster.
Trump
the
said he's not going to do what Fauci
back.
Says either. Trump
says he's tired. He's tired of this. He wants to look at other things. He's not interested in the pandemic
correct.
Anymore.
correct.
Yeah. That's what Trump says. He's playing with his trucks out in the front lawn of the White House. Or else he's talking about the low water pressure in the showers and the dishwashers and the light bulb not having to be different. That's where he's at. I mean, this guy is in la-la land. So it really doesn't matter what Trump
is. Is that anything like Disneyland?
Thinking. No. It's not even on this planet.
I see.
It's way out there. It's not reality-based. Well, Disneyland's probably not reality-based either. But anyway, as far as the pandemic is concerned, we did hit an all-time high today. We broke yesterday's all-time high. Yesterday, my tally was 71,255. Today was 75,422. Yesterday, there were 902 deaths. Today, there were 944 deaths. So the deaths are going up. There's no different strain that's more infectious but less lethal. There's no dramatic reduction in deaths because there are more treatments available. It's a situation that is deteriorating rapidly. And the fact that there's discussions about masks at this stage is lunacy. But it's seems to be fairly widespread, although it's probably more widespread in the southern states that are accounting for all these explosions in cases.
As as we try to make clear, this is a worldwide issue, and this the mask debate is raging everywhere. India just passed 1 million cases, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, the mask isn't raging everywhere. The mask is here in the United States, where all the cases are. The people wear masks in Europe. People wear masks in Asia. It's not everywhere. It's here, and it's mostly in the wackos that have no idea what they're doing, except they're killing a lot of people unnecessarily. And this
well,
will
let's,
continue.
Come on, let's be fair. They're not all wackos.
No,
some of them are just misinformed.
They're wackos. Putting on a mask.
All right.
Putting on a mask is the least they can do. They are wackos.
Well, I've been saying it since last January, so don't jump on me.
I'm just telling you who they are. They are wackos.
I saw a wacko walking down the street today. Two of them. They were too close to each other.
I bet you saw a lot of them. I bet you saw a lot of them. Yeah. And you can see them on film all the time. And they're spreading the virus.
Well, just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, it was yours truly who said in January, if we had just a viable government that had rebuilt the national stockpile, which was not built back up by the preceding administration, and masks could have been sent out to all Americans with instructions on how to behave with common sense and responsibility, this thing would have been vastly different. So I'm on record long ago.
There is no leadership. The leadership is you know, bad examples. I mean, what, Trump's wore the mask once? He said, well, it doesn't really have anything against masks. But it's his followers who aren't wearing them.
Hey, they're the ones that are spreading the virus. What did I say about the next 4 months? We're going to hell in the hand cart here. Hell on wheels. The next 4 or 5 months. Yeah. Watch.
Yeah. It's going to be a total disaster. And just to give you an idea why, just from today's numbers, I mean, there's four states that are, you know, up at the top. Three are producing around 10,000 cases each. It's Florida, Texas, and California. And then Arizona is significantly lower, around 4,000. And these numbers are fairly consistent because they're all topped out. I mean, they're basically, the numbers aren't going to change dramatically because they've got X amount of tests that they're going to run each day. And they're at a very high percentage of positives. And so they end up producing those numbers each day. So between those four states, they account for about 35,000 cases. And now we're up to 75,000. And that's part of the alarming part, is that, you know, just a quick review of these numbers to put them in perspective. When things were raging in New York and it spilled over to New Jersey, and it was in Connecticut, and then it was spreading up to Boston, and then down to Philadelphia, and then there were big outbreaks in Chicago and Detroit and New Orleans. The U.S. was at around 35,000 cases a day, and that's where it peaked. And then the curve started to flatten. There were lockdowns. People were kind of behaving, at least a significant portion of them were. And the curve flattened out, but it didn't really go down. You know, it went down a little bit. It went from 35,000 down to around 20,000. But that's about it. And then it just stayed at 20,000. It was 20,000, you know, for many, many weeks. And it was around 2,000 deaths each day. So the deaths were piling up because every day there were another 2,000 that died. And every day there were another 20,000 that got infected. And then things started to take off when the lockdown started to ease. And the CDC came up with a bunch of instructions, and they basically said we want to see 14 days of decline in cases, and that would indicate that they're getting under control and you can start easing things up. And of course, immediately the state started easing things up without any declines in cases. So they started taking off the easing up the lockdown when there were still 20,000 cases a day in the country. So 20,000 cases right. is a lot of cases. I mean, the whole SARS epidemic was 8,000 cases in the entire epidemic in the entire world. This was 20,000 cases per day in the U.S. So they started easing things up. Then a couple holidays came along that kind of exacerbated things. And then the numbers started to creep up. And the deaths didn't creep up because they're a trailing indicator. And so the numbers started to go up. The deaths were low. The deaths actually got very low because the cities in the Northeast pretty much got things under control. They didn't just flatten the curve. They drove the curve down towards baseline. So they were getting towards baseline, especially on the deaths. The deaths were going down. New York got down, they're currently at, 10 deaths a day or so or less. Many of the days are single digits. The highest has been in the last couple of weeks, I think it's been 11 in a day. It gets down to as low as 5. So not that many deaths in New York. New Jersey's a little bit higher on the deaths, but a little bit lower on the cases. And the virus pretty much got under control, and that's what the goal was. The goal was to get the numbers down to a number so that you weren't going to totally eliminate the cases, but you right. get them down to a value where you could actually do tracing of the contact, and you could go and quarantine those contacts so you could control the spread of the virus. You would have contact tracers. They would call people up. They would notify the contacts that, somebody they were in contact with has been confirmed, and they should quarantine for 2 weeks so that they don't spread the virus, and you get fairly good compliance, and you'd be able to call all the contacts
right.
and control the spread. In these other states where the numbers didn't get down, where they just started lifting the controls, the numbers started to go up. And when the numbers started to go up, the contact tracing wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. Number one, they didn't have enough contact tracers that had been trained to call these people and find them. And number two, the numbers were very high. You had too many people to call. And number three, you didn't have enough testing capabilities to actually process the tests so that you were testing people, but you couldn't get the results. You were using national labs like LabCorp or Quest, and they got overwhelmed by the number of cases, tests that came in, and they got backlogged. And so they weren't given results back for 5 to 7 days. If it takes 5 to 7 days, you can't really do contact tracing, because by the time you know that person's positive, mm-hmm. it's already been 10 days since they had contact with their contacts. They're calling their contacts 10 days after the contact isn't going to do much. If the contact got infected, they've already spread the virus. The quarantine 10 days after you were infected isn't going to help, because your viral shedding is mm-hmm. highest before you develop symptoms.
Right. And yes, keep that in mind. That's important.
Before
you're
develop
dumping
symptoms is when your shedding is at its highest levels. So you don't know you're infected, and you feel sick.
You're out and about. Yeah, you're dumping viruses everywhere.
You don't know anything's going on, and especially with this contact tracing, you don't even know you've been in contact with somebody that tested positive because they don't have their tests back yet. And nobody's called you to tell you because they're not going to call you until they know that person's positive. Because the majority of people actually are negative. So the contact tracing doesn't work. There aren't enough tracers, and the numbers start to go up. And then, a couple of weeks ago, Anthony Fauci said, we're going to end up going up to 100,000 cases a day. And that sounded really, really high when he said that. Because when he said that, the numbers had started to go up. They weren't at 20,000 anymore. They were getting up to 30,000, 35,000, getting up to 40,000. But there's a big difference between 40,000 and 100,000, especially when 40,000 was already over the highest it had been when the large outbreaks happened in April in the bigger cities. And so the numbers started to go up. And, it went from 40,000, then it got up to 50,000, then it was up to 55,000, then it was 60,000. And then yesterday, it got up to 70,000, and today it got up to 75,000. So the fact that it's gone from 40,000 to 75,000, since he said that a couple of weeks ago, the idea that it's not going to go to 100,000 is ridiculous. It's guaranteed it's going to go to 100,000. And it might go to 100,000 before the end of this month. And if it doesn't go before the end of this month, it'll go by the middle of next month. It'll go before it's time for school to start. So it's time for school to start. The U.S. will have 100,000 cases a day, which is an all-time high, which is double what China had in their whole time that they were infected. They got up to 45,000, period. Maybe it's an underestimate, but the official number was 45,000. The U.S. is going to be double that. They're going to be 90,000, 100,000 cases per day. And the president says, oh, it's time for everybody to go back to school. And that's absurd. The whole situation is absurd. He didn't control it. He totally mismanaged the entire pandemic. And now he's saying, I'll just tell everybody to go back to school and be fine. And the economy's going to recover. Everybody's going to go back to work. And you should wear masks, but I don't wear them all the time. And then you have total disaster. And you're already well on the way to the total disaster. And just to give you an idea what the numbers are like, in addition to the four states that are leading it, again, the deaths are going up there. California, all three of them are above 100 again. And Florida, did 130, and Texas did 174, which is a new record. It beat yesterday's record of 129, and that beat the day before's record of 110. So they're all up above 100 on deaths, and Texas is getting close to 200 a day. And Arizona's not that far behind, even though they don't have as many cases. That's because they can't test. And so the patients die no matter if they're getting tested in large numbers or not. So they had like 91 deaths today. But the number of cases is not just limited to these states in the South that have, been moving up for the last several weeks. And so here's a quick rundown of the states that had at least 1,000 cases today. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania got back on the map. They had 1,032. California had 8,425. Illinois had 2,126. Florida had 11,466. Louisiana had 2,179. Texas had 14,916. Georgia had 3,908. Ohio had 1,679. Virginia had 1,002. Tennessee had 2,279. North Carolina had 2,051. Arizona had 3,910. Alabama had 1,953. Mississippi had 1,032. South Carolina had 1,977. Nevada had 1,380. Kansas had 1,032. So those were the states that did 1,000 today. And then there's a whole slew of states that did between 500 and 1,000. And just to give you an idea, I mean, this is not like I went through all the states that you got to worry about. Because all the ones that are between 500 and 1,000 will be doing 1,000 next week.
But let's just rephrase it here. The coronavirus is taking a firm grasp on the entire country for the most part, with a few exceptions. And it's going to start picking it up by the throat and shaking the hell out of it. And there are going to be dead people. There may be more. When flu season gets here, we may get a lot of dead people. I mean, lot.
There's going to be a lot of dead people before flu gets there. There's 100 a day die. I'm sorry, 1,000 a day dying.
Yeah.
There'll be 2,000 a day dying in next month. Flu's not going to get here until October.
Well, I was suggesting that we look ahead and that the lack of any summertime seasonal diminution of coronavirus and the number of cases increasing now add into the flu, and you're going to get a capital L-O-T, a lot of dead people this fall and winter. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Right. And for the rest of the world, outside of the U.S., in the fall, there's a good chance there's going to be a second wave. There's not going to be a second wave here because we're still on the first wave. And the first wave is getting bigger.
Bigger and bigger.
The first wave isn't going down. So the first wave is going to go right into the fall. It's not disappearing. And there's this whole slew of states that has 600, 700, 800 that I didn't read, that'll be over 1,000 next week.
Right.
And those numbers will just continue to go up. And this whole mask thing is just going to exacerbate things. I mean, I've read these reports of guy in North, a physician in North Carolina that went and volunteered up in New York and, saw the damage the virus did up there and how they were overwhelmed with the deaths. And he went back to North Carolina and nobody's wearing masks. They're not wearing masks in the stores. They got people waiting on people. They don't have masks. The customers don't have masks. The mask usage is very low. North Carolina is not one of the states that got missed. They got plenty of cases in North Carolina. They got plenty of cases in Florida. You know, Florida, maybe they're wearing more masks in the South, where they got larger cities there, and they got, you know, they hear more sirens going with the ambulances than they do further north or further inland. But they've got plenty of cases in Florida. They got more cases than they're reporting because they've got a limit in how many tests they're going to run. So the test is limiting the number of cases that are being reported. And these numbers, the mass, are just going to exacerbate things. So our lack thereof. So in the New York area, it got under control, but everybody did have masks. They kept the lockdowns on until the numbers started to go down and actually were quite low. And they lifted things slowly. Fauci just got on tonight on PBS, and he said, this is getting out of control. It's not it's going to get out of control in the fall. It's not going to get out of control when you put everybody back in school. It's getting out of control today. And he says that everybody has to be wearing masks. And that's such a simple thing to do. And so that's a given. That's not a debatable issue. It's only a debate between wackos who don't have any idea what they're talking about. There's no scientist going to say, well, yeah, if you don't want to wear a mask, it's up to you. Personal freedom. There's no scientist that's going to say that. Just wackos that have no idea what they're doing, and they're basically spreading the virus to all of their contacts. And they don't even know they're spreading it because they're not even symptomatic.
Right.
And that's supposed to be a debate. And this list you read was nauseating. It's stupid. It's utter idiot. Well,
since when have people been intelligent across the board? There are always variations.
It's not across the board. It's not a variation. This is localized. It's utter stupidity. And there are people dying, and they should be able to see that. And
I just wish they had listened to me last January, Henry. We wouldn't be going through any of this. But I'm not the president. He didn't order anything produced under the Defense Production Act that he invoked. He's failed beyond measure. And we've been quite clear about this from the beginning. It was my view, and I may have been one of the first to say it, outside of government, or Fauci, that everyone should simply have been given a mask in the beginning. I called for it. You remember it? I was crystal clear. Put a damn mask on. But no, didn't happen. It became a political football, and it became, I'm tougher than you are, and I'm da, da, da. It just went to hell. And it's now we got dead people, and we got virus everywhere.
You got
and
a mask lot of would dead have, people. There's 140,000 that are dead. It's going to go up to 200,000.
It may go
probably
higher.
By I'm not saying
by the
it'll
election.
Definitely go higher. I'm saying it'll go up to I think it'll get up to 200,000 by sometime in September. It'll be before
the
election.
Do the math. Well, that's you're talking 2 months before the election, maybe. Wow.
It's up to 100. It's up to 1,000 a day. It's going to go up to 2,000 a day in a few weeks. And so once it hits 2,000 a day, it's going up 10,000 a week. And if you're at 140,000, to get 60,000 more is, 6 weeks. But it won't need 60,000 when it gets up to 2,000 a day. By then, it'll only need 50,000. So it's only 5 weeks. 5 weeks isn't November. 5 weeks is late August. So, give it a little bit. It might take till September, but it's not going to take till November to get to 200,000. And that is the trajectory that we are on right now. And it's going to, the reason it's going to be met is because of the masks. Because things got under control in these initial larger cities. They saw how many people were dying. People wore masks. They stayed inside.
Well, a lot of people had cloth face coverings. So do we include that in masks, right. Henry? Do we include that in the masks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this face covering, that's political talk. They're a mask. That's just fun to say, well, if you wear a face covering, that's not exactly a mask. I don't even know what the difference is supposed to be. I mean, I know that Pence wouldn't say the word mask. He would always say face coverings.
Yeah.
But
well, I wear an N95. I wear an N95 out always. I wear an N95.
Right.
I've seen people who have bandanas, and I can see right through the damn bandanas. So I guess we have to. My question is now. Listen, we just call a face covering, a mask. That's what we have to do for, I guess, all practical considerations. Anybody with a facial covering is wearing a mask, whether it's an N95
or a
bandana.
They're doing something.
Something.
I said.
That's what
I've
been saying.
I said the cloth ones can keep out 70%. N95 keep out 95%. 95 is better than 70, but 70 is a lot better than zero. So, you know, just some covering is at least making
an
effort.
I'm totally with you. I've always been with you.
And that effort would have an effect because the infections are pretty much dose dependent. And so if you can get rid of 70% of the virus and you get exposed to 30%, you're probably still going to get infected, but you might not be as sick. You might be able to handle that a lot better than if you get 100%.
You might end up just with a fatigue thing.
You might survive. You might not end up in the ICU, or you might not even end up in the hospital, but you'll probably feel like you got the
flu. Are we still at about 80% who don't need hospitalization? Are we still on that figure, or has that changed?
Hasn't changed. It's the same virus. The virus hasn't changed. The only thing that changed is
the Italian strain came in here and kicked the Orf8 out.
It is everywhere.
That's what's
throughout the world now. Well, maybe not so much in Asia. There's still some of the original one there, and you might find a few pockets in the northwest in the U.S.
I talked to a man from the Seattle area, and he had the Orf8 strain in February, and he was quite ill with it.
I mean, the argument is that it isn't that one is necessarily more lethal than the other. Is that the Italian strain...
One's more communicable.
Transmits more easily, right. So you end up with many more people infected, and then they run the gamut as far as the severity. And because you've got so many more people infected, all of a sudden you got a lot more people showing up.
Let me do something else here. Hold on. I want to get you on this. We got an issue here in this country. I'm rounding the numbers off. 45 million Americans are now out of work. They've lost their jobs. 35 million have applied for or are receiving some kind of supplemental income for unemployment. But the stimulus money has essentially run out. They're still talking about a second round. Over 20 million Americans have not been able to pay their rent and are facing eviction when some of the state no eviction rules expire, which is coming up soon. These things are, and food shortages clearly coming. These things are going to add up to be a nuclear disaster in this country. That's what I'm worried about. These are going to compound and just pile up and come down like a tsunami. And this country is going to be in deep trouble.
I would think that there'll be something for the economic side. And my prediction is they'll come up and they'll say no evictions. And, you know,
they have to. You can't throw 20 million people out in the street.
Right. So that is manageable. That they can do with a stroke of a pen.
If you have leadership. Yes.
Well, it's hard to see all the politicians saying, well, we're just going to create a depression two months before the election and see what happens. I don't see that happening. I mean, I see they'll throw money at it. They can throw money at it and kind of put it off at least till November. But solving the income for a couple more months is much easier than solving the problem with the virus. And that is the thing that is getting out of control. And when it gets out of control,
it is out of control. Totally.
Right. I mean, what the difference is that when it happens, happened in the first round, when it happened in New York and New Jersey and these other big cities, it was clear that it was a major problem. And people paid attention. You know, they knew there was a big problem. They knew they had to, you know, follow the lockdowns. They had to wear masks. You know, they had pretty good compliance. I mean, I saw the streets here in Pittsburgh, and there really wasn't even that much in Pittsburgh. It was more in Philadelphia. I mean, it was in eastern PA, although now it's picking up in Pittsburgh. But anyway, for the first round, you know, the streets were pretty empty. You know, you definitely saw a huge difference. Now the streets are full, you know, and there's a new round coming in Pittsburgh, so it's going to be a mess here. But the bottom line is that in the first round, there was fairly good compliance. People did wear masks, and it kind of got under control. And all of these big cities that had big outbreaks did get the virus under control, and they didn't just flatten the curve. They pretty much knocked it down. Now it's creeping up a little bit in those cities, but the deaths aren't, and the hospitalizations aren't at the level they were, you know, for the first round there. And so that was kind of manageable. This round isn't being managed at all. It's just crazy. I mean, there are people in these states that are being hit really hard, and they're still not wearing masks. They're having these, you know, debates about the masks. They're having the governor in Georgia is suing the mayor of Atlanta because they've got a mask ordinance. He says, "Oh, you can't make it mandatory to wear a mask," which is absurd because everybody.
Well, that
says
woman was
wearing a mask.
Detected to be infected about 2.5 weeks ago. Never heard another word about it. I guess she had a light case. The mayor.
No, her husband's very ill. Her son's still sick, and she's still
so
sick.
So it did go through her family.
I mean,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And her husband was hospitalized. So it went through. Well, it didn't go through all. You got a couple other kids that didn't get there. But in any event, the point is that. That's not only a debate, that's a lawsuit now, that in the middle of a pandemic, where all the scientific advice is you need to wear masks. The masks do work. They're effective. The virus is a problem. You have to wear a mask. Do your part to help control the virus. And so the governor is going to, you know, score some points by saying, "Oh, no, you can't order people to wear a mask." And that's what the problem is. You've got all these politicians that are getting in and coming up with, you know, weighing in with their, you know, and making it a political football and making it a debatable item. And people, you know, some people say, "Well, yeah, I guess I should wear a mask." And I say, "Well, governor says, you know, you can't mandate it. They can't enforce it anyway. I'm not going to wear a mask." And you don't control the virus. The virus just goes on. The virus thinks it's great. You're not wearing a mask. That's 100% versus this, you know, 95 to 70% barriers. You know, it doesn't have any barriers. It can pass along. They still have, you know, restaurants that they're having, you know, in-house service, and some of them, a lot of them are just outside instead of inside, but they're still relatively close together. And there's still other people walking by them on the sidewalk, and the virus is not getting control. You know, it may be knocked down a little bit, but it's not the type of situation that, well, you know, everybody realizes there's a problem. They're going to social distance, they're going to wear masks, and they're going to get the virus under control. Not at all. And now you got Trump jumping in and saying, "Well, it's time to go back to school." and it doesn't matter, you know, what the situation. Everybody's got to go back to school. Everybody's got to go, you know, none of this online stuff. Everybody's got to go 5 days a week. And It's lunacy. It's totally absurd. I mean, I see them here in Pittsburgh. School hasn't started yet, but Western Pennsylvania now is getting activity. Half of the cases in all of Pennsylvania are like in Allegheny County, which is where the city of Pittsburgh is. And right. School hasn't started, but sports have to prepare for the season. And so you got these football players out on the field and, they're huffing and puffing. It's hot out and they're going there doing their practices, lots of contact. And there's no way they're going to have a team by the time school starts in 6 weeks. They're all going to be infected. They're going to realize that this isn't going to work. There's no way they can go and have the school open and have this distance, because they've already got everybody that's been practicing this summer is already infected with the virus. And it's all over the place. And you can see the numbers. I mean, there's the maps have got things divided up very tightly. So, I mean, even in the school district, there's five different areas that you can look at on the map and see how many cases. And every day there's a couple more cases. Across the river, there's more cases than any place in Pittsburgh and Penn Hills there. I mean, they had 13 cases today. And so there's no way these guys are going to be opening up the school here, even though Pittsburgh isn't that bad yet. I mean, they're still around 5 or 6% positive on the testing. But by the end of August, it's going to be a total disaster, especially on the teams. The band has to start playing. They're going to blow into the tubas. And I mean,
put masks over their horns.
These guys are all going to get infected this summer. They're going to get infected in July and early August, and then the school's going to say, well, we should at least test everybody before school starts. Oh, no, we don't have any tests.
No tests.
We can't handle that. Or if we do, we're not going to have the results until middle of September, because there's a 2-week backlog now because we've been getting all these cases before school started. So starting school is going to be another disaster. And most of the schools will not be able to hold the in-class. And even though they want to divide it up and go 2 or 3 days and keep the density down, it isn't going to work. Because, I didn't go through the whole list, but if you go through the list, most of the states are in the 500 or more cases per day now in July. They're all going to be above 1,000 cases a day by early August, and they'll probably be up to 2,000 or 3,000 cases a day by the middle of August when they want to start school. And you can't start school with that much virus around and expect to put all these people together, even if they're at half the density, and not have a major disaster. And the parents are going to decide, well, I want my kid to go to school, but I don't want to go to school and get infected within a week and bring the virus back into the house and get everybody infected, which is exactly what's going to happen. And so the school issue, I mean, this is an example of how absurd the whole thing is. I mean, they were going to have, House is going to have hearings next week on opening up the schools. And, of course, Trump won't let the CDC testify. So he's got a muzzle on the CDC. They invited the CDC. Trump said, no, you can't go.
And well, the latest the on the stats are that there's been so much pressure put on the Trump administration that they are allegedly going to reroute the reporting numbers that come in from the states to go back to the CDC.
That.
Yeah.
They've already done that. And the numbers are already disappearing. There's already a report that was leaked today because it's it Trump knows about it. The task force knows about it. But until it got leaked today, the public didn't. And there's something like 12 or 18 states that are code red, which mm-hmm. means that they have over 10% of the tests that are run come back positive. So they've got a major problem. And that they have to start considering to do some type of lockdown or control. Everybody's got to be wearing masks. Mm-hmm. And some of the governors don't even know that their state is one of these code red states, and they're not doing anything yet.
They don't even know.
They don't even know, right. So the governors don't know. They don't know that there's a problem. They need to act now. You can't mm-hmm. delay these things. The virus, once it's starting to roll, it'll keep on rolling. And if you just kind of don't know or don't do anything about it or decide that, well, yeah, mm-hmm. I know we got a problem, but, you know, a lot of people don't like wearing masks. You know, we got a mask debate. And that's why it's so stupid, because the virus doesn't care about how you can debate all you want. You can test all you want. All you got to do is present bodies and it will infect them. And that's exactly what it's doing. And so the U.S., you know, they're the biggest joke in the world. I mean, the U.S., you look at the numbers. You look at the number of deaths. You know, they're way out in front of anybody. Look at the number of cases, way out in front of anybody. Look at how many cases they have each day. They're out in front of everybody. They're, it's a little bit closer right now, but it will be. As far as deaths are concerned, but the number of cases, up to 75,000 cases in a day, never been seen before with this virus. It never happened in any country. Nobody's even close to that. And it's not like, oh, we got to 75,000. That should be it. It's now going to level out. There's no indication that any of this is going to level out. There's no indication that 75,000 today is anywhere near the number of cases that should have been identified if they had done testing to bring the number down to what CDC recommends, is that you do enough testing so that your positive rate is 5% or below. If they right. did that, there would have been well over 100,000 cases today.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's what's going on. The 75,000 cases with limited testing means that we're already over 100,000 a day today. It's not that, you know, is it going to get to it by election time? It was 100,000 today. It was well over 100,000 today. It was only reported as 75,000 because the states that are hit the hardest have limited numbers of tests that they run. Arizona, they finally got this surge control thing that the government goes and, you know, brings in testing centers and sets it up so they can increase the number of tests so they can get an idea how much they really have.
Right.
They're just setting that up now for Arizona. Arizona's been a disaster ever since Trump went to the Honeywell plant and told the governor, oh, looks good to me. You might as well open things up. And as a result, Arizona's in the worst shape of any state in the country because that was Trump personally getting involved on that one. And so there's a lot more than 4,000 cases in Arizona. They're like 24% of the tests are positive. They're this, you know, solid double-digit level. And so they've got 10 to 20,000 cases a day. So it's basically out of control. It's not just listed to these code red states. They've got all these code yellow states that are right on their heels. And it's not like there's going to be a second wave in the fall. There's going to be a huge increase in the first wave in the summer. And then Trump wants to open up the schools in 4 weeks with 100,000 cases a day.
It's, as I said, it's going to be absolutely horrific between now and the end of the year.
It is total mismanagement. I mean, he outdoes Brazil. I mean, the U.S. is worse than Brazil, if you can believe that, because it's got momentum now.
Now, the only thing Brazil has over Trump is that Bolsonaro's tested positive twice, and Trump has allegedly never tested positive.
Right. But all of the Secret Service agents have. They're right next to him.
Yeah.
Right?
40 or 50 of them.
Yeah.
Henry, thank you. Another week. Good God. I'm really...
Yeah, it's going to... Don't worry. Tomorrow will be much worse. Next week will be much worse than this week. That's a guarantee.
Okay.
We'll see what happens, but I just told you what's going to happen.
Keep your groceries delivering and be safe.
Right. No. Pittsburgh is going to be bad, too. I mean, they're already getting concerned. Okay. Have a good
weekend. All right, my friend.
Talk to you next week.
See you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, there goes Henry, and here goes Jeff, and thank you for being here tonight. We tried to do something a little differently earlier. I hope you enjoyed that. There's just so much going on this planet that it just can't be covered right now, but we'll sneak them in once in a while. Okay, take care. Allicin C, colloidal silver, zinc, selenium, vitamin D3. There's five. That's a handful. Okay? Get on them every day. And wash your hands. And put a mask on when you go into a store. When you come out, take it off. See you soon. Take care.